Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
He's been getting ready to be 250 Tom again.
Grinding harder than Nigel Houston, I do not go to that level anymore.
Got a bit of a chip on his shoulder in Britain.
Yeah, we fell out for a month.
It's going to be longer until I'm ready to do a hard injury, which I think I'll be riding.
Billy's idea of going around the corner on a motocross track is get your ear on your shoulder.
Why are you trying to wind him up?
Right, let's start. We've done another 2 month break, have we? Something like that, along the lines of that.
We're good at the breaks.
We're good at them. We're not as
you
good.
You two are good at not doing it by yourselves when you've had many opportunities. You've been at Ed's house so many times in the last 3 weeks.
No. I'm not going to say I'm going to do it this time. First of all, I said I was going to do it, and I'm going to do it, and this time I'm just going to keep my mouth closed.
Why haven't you done it? Oh, because you weren't friends for a bit.
Yeah, and we had to go to your wedding. That was a pain in the ass.
That took a couple of weeks.
Not since then. That was 6 weeks ago.
We weren't friends for four weeks. Yeah, we fell out for a month.
So
still don't really like it.
So the last 2 weeks you've had no excuse.
I've been busy.
He's been getting ready to be 250 Tom again.
Busier and busy, you,
what?
Mate.
Grinding harder than Nigel Houston, or do you not go to that level anymore?
I actually, just different sort of grind.
I actually put a question thing up, and there's some brilliant questions, so you've done well on this questions, guys. But one of them was, Tommy seems to not moan so much about being tired these days, so is he slacking?
I've just not been on here, mate. I don't think we've done enough podcasts for me to moan. So
that's true. Good point.
Yeah, I think I've just not had the opportunity.
So you are still tired?
No, it doesn't. I'm not too bad today.
Okay. You got a shoot off?
No, I would have had to. We was doing this morning. Now it's been an afternoon, which I don't have to shoot off. But if I get bored, I will make a sharp exit.
Oh, dear. Anyway, how are you, William? Fantastic. Married man now? Still got the ring on?
Still on. Rubber one now, though.
Oh, you've had a change?
Yeah, I don't like the solid ones. The feeling's not good.
I had the same.
And at the rubber one, even when I was at the APC, there was one exercise I had to take it off for, and I forgot about it, and I found it in my pocket. I remembered it was in my pocket when I went for a shower that night. So once I start riding, I feel like it's going to become easily lost. I'll try my hardest. I do actually quite enjoy wearing it. I like the look of it. But, I think once riding commences and it gets put in bottle holders and compartments of kit bags and stuff, well,
you just lose them.
Keep the good one for good occasions. I'm trying to be strict with that. Keep the proper one for smart occasions. Lose the rubber one because I can buy another rubber one.
You've not worn yours for a while.
I had rubber ones. I went through like 10 rubber ones.
It's hot.
You start, pardon?
It gets, well, because when you get to the point you have to take it off everything you do, I can see how you end up losing them a lot.
Well, I lose everything, so fucking one of them. I've got a phone. I can ring my phone when I lose that off the little blip. I can ring my car keys. I can ring my wallet.
Are you air-tagged up?
I can just find it, yeah, because I lose it that often.
What if you lose your phone?
You can press a button on the other thing on one of my other items to ring my phone.
Have you?
I've got the fucking top of the range stuff, mate. I don't cheap out. It's called Tile. If you want the app.
Oh, that is the cheap stuff.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because you only need other Tile users to be able to do it, whereas an AirTag's anyone on an iPhone. So you've got
I don't need anyone to find my phone, only I need to find it.
Well, no, but it relies on other people, but that's by the by.
I don't know.
Anyway, have you got all your items with you?
What do you mean?
What do I mean?
Items?
Have you got everything? You not lost anything?
Oh, no, I've got it all down there. All right, phone, cool. Keys, wallet. That's all I need.
Three essentials.
What is, isn't it? Every day, sort of. If you want to go somewhere, you need your keys. If you want to spend something, you need your wallet.
So how's the knee, William?
It's all right.
Because last time you was on it, you was 4 days out of surgery?
Well, have I done one after? Did we do one after?
We done one straight after surgery.
I couldn't really remember.
Yeah, we done one straight after surgery.
Yeah, I was sat like this. I do remember. Yeah. It's all right. It's still a bit fat and a bit swollen, which is a bit annoying. Well, today it's actually looked better than it did yesterday. But it's good, like, movement and strength-wise, I'm a bit ahead of schedule, but the swelling is slowing things down a little bit. But overall, I think it's about where it needs to be. It's weird, because you kind of mobile pretty soon with that injury, and you can walk and stuff like that. So it just gets a bit annoying, really.
Oh, we've all had it, mate.
Huh?
We both had it.
Well, I know.
We're all down the, he's like, different stages.
Now every time he steps off a curb or something.
You're a few years in. I'm a year in. So you can ask
advice. Is that
advice.
All you are now, a year?
I did it in February last year, but the two operations, the second operation was May. So, yeah, I'm a year in.
Oh, no,
wow.
So it's just long. Long. But it's all right.
Can you run?
No, surely not.
Well, I did a bit in the car park the other day, but I mean, it's still a little bit off that. I think I'm luckily not rushing well. I'm obviously going to miss the first few rounds of the championship. So once you miss like two rounds,
might as well drag it out then.
Exactly, you might as well come back.
Are you going to tell him on this one that you plan on being back to one? You're not actually planning on being back to one four. Are you going to?
No, I'm not going to give anything away. Okay. I generally don't know yet. I don't have a plan whatsoever.
It's so early, isn't it? It's six weeks.
I'm just, yeah. I think as well, with it being hard enduro, I think that's a bit shit for knees because there's so much unpredictability to it. Like with super enduro, while I was riding injured and stuff like that, I could, like, I knew where the track was going. I knew which corners I might need to take my foot off. I knew which corners I could do feet up. I knew which obstacles, like, it's just so much easier to plan and predict. Whereas while I was injured, I did one day, it rained, so the super enduro track was wet. So I went and rode at Pisquet, which is like where I ride hard enduro. And I wasn't even doing anything hard, but just the feeling of not knowing what was like round the corner. And I had one moment where a tree branch hit my front brake lever and I didn't even dab. I just had to like push on the pegs to counterbalance. And I was like, ooh, that didn't feel nice. So, yeah, I think hard enduro is definitely, it's going to be longer until I'm ready to do a hard enduro race. I think I'll be riding turn tracks and motocross and just cruising about for a while until I feel confident enough to do a hard enduro race.
Yeah, being stood on the side of a hill and holding your bike above.
Say you don't make it up a hill and you've got to jump off and keep hold of a bike. There's like just so much unpredictability as to where you're going to have to put your feet, when you're going to have to dab. So that is a bit annoying, which is the main reason why I, at this point, can't even be close to putting a date or a race or a return point. But
Are you mountain biking yet? Can you pedal?
Yeah, I mean, I can station. I haven't actually mountain biked yet. I can stationary cycle fine. I can ride like on. I rode around a car park on a bicycle fine. I'm sorting a new e-bike out now from Santa Cruz, so I should get that in the next couple of weeks. And then I can plod around.
Do your shoulder on that, probably, and allegedly have another crash and be back.
If you do your shoulder on that, it'll take your mind off your knee. That's what I do.
Yeah,
I go from injury to injury.
I'll go steady. It's good.
You're relatively all right, aren't you, at the minute?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm cruising along.
You're all right?
Shoulder's all right? Shoulder?
I'm just as good as I can be.
I suppose, though, riding that 250, it don't really pull on the shoulder like it used to.
Not as much. No, it's relatively easier. I was taking a piss just so I was fucking being nice about his knee, wasn't I?
I wouldn't exactly call it nice.
No, mine's all right. Yeah, just a few little things that just constantly, something's always on my mind that I'm massaging or I'm physioing, but relatively in.
Yeah, you've been physio today. What were you working on?
Well, what did I tell him I needed work on?
Or did you just go for a freshen up for the weekend?
Just go for a chat.
The things I told him to work out today was I've got a bit of a hamstring pull that's just been annoying me for a couple of months. So he worked on that. My ankle, when I'd done it the other day, something went clicking that. So he had to go on that. Both shoulders just to pull back a little bit and sort freshen the backs out. And then the thumb. He sorted the thumb a little bit, went through that, stretched it, and then my forearm on this side's been giving me a grief.
Fucking hell, I thought you said he was all right.
No, this is all right. This is just, you asked what he worked on.
All right.
This is keeping me in check. This is just keeping those four things at bay.
Keeping you fluid.
And then, yeah, when I move my thumb up like that, this top muscle gets real tight lately. I don't know whether I've been holding on funny, because before the arena cross, I hurt something through the palm of my hands and I started riding weird. So, yeah, he's just kept them at bay. So, I'm ready for the weekend. That's it. Going to the weekend now.
Mm. 250 Tom and British Championship, Billy Askew,
yeah,
Cass Valk, Joel Rizzi.
Yeah, we've got British Championship coming up. Sometimes I'm nervous, then I thought about the track and I'm excited because I've read these tracks so many times. I've got so many years' experience on them that I sort of have to ride a different way now. I ride more with experience and try and think about where I go on the track rather than just go fast. But raced Fox Hill last week, that was good. Which was the fastest 40. It's a little bit easier competition, or less. There's less, less riders as such in that one, which I got a couple of wins. But this weekend will be a tougher race with Little Bills there.
Elliot Jake. Cass Valk. Joel Rizzi. Would have been Mel if he didn't spanner himself.
Yeah, would have been Mel and Joel. And
I tell you, if Mel didn't hurt himself, it would have been like the Cowie Cup.
Yeah, there's a lot of Cowie riders. Jack Chambers, he's going to race this weekend. Dixon's one. Bobby Bruce, I think. Just a bigger race, which it should be because it's a British Championship. And then hopefully it'll be a good turnout because you've got Jeffrey there. But I feel all right. I feel like I'll be in the mix.
I feel like that's a bit underhyped. I'd forgot Jeffrey was gone.
They post about it every day.
I do?
Yeah.
He likes that one, doesn't he? He always comes to the...
Well, I know. I've seen it like weeks ago, but then I haven't heard anything since.
Saying? You can't keep saying he's coming.
Do you reckon Conrad's going to have anything for him?
Maybe he's around there.
Don't know. Luke, my mechanic, reckon that Conrad's going to beat him easy, both races.
Yeah, Ben Watson had it.
Ben beat him one motor last time, didn't he?
Yeah.
No, nearly did.
Oh. Had to dust up.
Round there, it's hard to pass. If Conrad ripped a start...
The start's getting there,
if anyone ripped
a
start...
Fast, the start there.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Goes left, right, really quick.
I'm a little bit worried about with the old 250 boys... Because I reckon they could be a bit wild into the first corners because they're a bit younger. 450, everyone's like on a sort of Sunday cruise into that first corner. We start getting on the brakes halfway up the straight.
You all have like an agreement before you start?
Yeah, you're sort of like, right.
Let's not die.
If your front wheel's in front of mine, you let him go. Funnel in and we all sort of make it round.
I'll edit this up before the weekend. So pitch to them now. Anyone in the 250 class, pitch to them what you...
Just tell me anyone touches me around the first corner, I'm fucking chinning you.
No, I just think we just...
Just take it steady, lads. Let's all get round
that first corner at Ling. It's not a nice one. I did think that the 250 might be a bit faster and a bit more wild into the first corners this year. But I've done a bit of testing on my bike yesterday, got it going quite fast. So hopefully I'll be one of the ones out front into that corner and make my life a bit easier.
My predictions are that Billy Askew's going to hole shot.
He's good at starts.
He's good at starts and he's light. Yeah. So... I think you got a bit of a job on.
I don't know. Honestly, I think if I was to say one right, I might be completely wrong. I've never seen Cass Valk ride, but I expect him to be up there from his results. He looks quite consistent. Does anyone? I think there's a big group of people that can go fast in this class.
It's an interesting watch, that
race. Yeah, it is. I think it'd be a really good watch because they're all hungry as well. In the 450 class, you've obviously got the top doers, but everyone sort of knows their spot almost. Where there's 250 class, everyone's fighting for that to be known. Like you've got Joel who's put in a lot of work, really hard worker. He's like hungry to prove himself. You've got Billy that got a bit of a chip on his shoulder in Britain rather than, I think when he goes to Europeans, he don't know anyone. He's not got that chip on his shoulder. But coming back to England, I think it's a lot of riders that he really wants to beat. And if they beat him, he'll be pissed off. Mm. And then you've got riders with experience like Jake, with Elliot. I don't know, just a good class. I think you don't really know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. I'd like to think I'm going to be near the front.
You coming for a watch, Bill?
No, I'm going home on Saturday for the first time in a good while. I'm quite excited. Tomorrow, I'm going home.
So it's Friday today.
I was said it like that because I was doing the math thinking you've got a busy afternoon.
Yeah. Had a busy morning and all.
Editing this. You can do it today.
Yeah, get it out to this. Well, edit it this afternoon, hopefully, and then chuck it out for everyone driving there on Saturday.
Get just the views Sunday. In. Does everything happen at a British Championship on Sunday this year?
Yes, mate.
Yeah,
yes.
Early and all now.
He's not happy. He's got to go and attend a briefing to get his bib. How dare they brief the media so none of them gets injured? Or
I know, I agree with all that.
How dare
they? It just seems
that's outrageous. You have to attend the meeting.
He expects to just waltz in there.
Yeah, I just want my parking space right at the front where I'll turn up 5 minutes before Tommy's first practice. Fuck anyone else and fuck everyone else.
No, that's not my style.
That's exactly what
it is. It's not my style, actually. I have you know, I sponsored the media bibs this year, so everyone's got a nice new media bib.
Exactly, that's why you think you sponsored. Need to
so you
attend
got your
the fucking
name
briefing.
On it.
Yeah, but I don't want to attend the media briefing. All I'm thinking is, I don't come to them on Saturday night, so I leave in the morning. And if I've got to be there for 8 o'clock, that's an early start.
It's a shit journey to Ling. And you I did won't, it in your car once.
So. Really shit. No, and that won't be the I won't be the only one that's
2 years ago.
Oh, you're just thinking of everyone else, are you?
Yeah, man of the people.
Yeah.
That was a good day when you come there, wasn't it? Sunshine.
Very nice. Hot. I was injured then as well.
Holiday.
Wrist.
No, I wasn't.
I was.
Oh, you was. Was you?
Yeah, wrist.
You've done a lot of injuries, haven't you?
I was talking to
for
someone.
For a young man, you've quite an injury.
I was talking to someone the other day, and I reckon...
Yeah, do you know what?
70, 80% of my career I've been injured.
I thought you were going to say 70% or 80% happens on a mountain bike.
Decent career, up to date as well.
Mel, what head?
70 or 80% happens on a mountain
doesn't.
Bike.
Doesn't. That's untrue.
Fuck
that was 60% as surely.
No, like bike. 15, 20.
Bollocks. You think you're a mountain bike rider?
It's only my wrist and my shoulder I hurt on a mountain bike.
And knocked yourself sparko.
That was shoulder, all the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the same injury. You can't cast that. You can't add that as two separate
wrist
incidents.
And shoulder.
Wrist and shoulder ruined two seasons.
They were like injuries.
The last 2 years.
Previous season to this one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So that's 2 years out. You still managed to wrap up. You still want to
because I still
that
continue.
Time.
That's what I mean. That's the annoying part. I fucking have to continue.
Yeah, it's annoying.
I've rode injured 70% of my career. I reckon.
Well, you haven't practiced in the last few years.
No,
I've never rode up here where you're practicing. You haven't rode motocross. You've done nothing.
Done about six back from injury vlogs.
Yeah, I'm going to say you can work out how many injuries you've had by.
back from injury vlog. Billy goes and rides around the turn track, and then there's a stoppie down the middle of the field. That's Billy. That's there'll be one of them coming in about
I
6 to 8 weeks time, I reckon.
Do you reckon you're still like going over the handlebars and saying it's not a crash with that knee, or would you reckon you'd be a bit calmer?
Nah, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
What, first day you think, I'll do an endo, and then if I go a bit too far, just jump.
But I am quite good. I wouldn't come back properly until I'm confident. I'm pretty good at that, at not starting to ride until I'm like, feel like I could jump off.
Well, because I know why. Because what happened, you start riding your mountain bike, you think you're a mountain biker, and then you'll be like, well, I just want a mountain bike for a bit of good fun, this. So you put that off the riding.
Yeah, it gives us another month.
Yeah, of mountain biking
fun.
Yeah, and high risk for the next month. A month of fun that comes with high risks and may
that's
cause more injury.
You're making us look bad on you.
You're making it like you just sit at home, do your rehab, and then you come back when you're ready. You don't.
You get ready enough
to start mountain biking, then you mountain bike for a good.
You're making me look terrible. That isn't the case at all.
There's a brand new full face Red Bull sprayed up mountain bike lid in there somewhere.
No, it's not sprayed.
I was getting it set so I look the part when I come back.
Are you going to get a spray job for the
comeback? No, not in a full face. I'm not. Why? Cool. I'm not fast enough to merit that. Everyone will go, who's this? And then they'll look at it and go, I wish I didn't get the other one done.
I think you should get it sprayed up just to promote Red Bull a bit more after the help that they've done for you over the last six weeks.
Yeah, I was about to get onto that. Like, I'm going to spend the majority of the next few weeks sat in Austria doing actual proper work, really. So rather than making my injury sound like a holiday... If you could just reiterate the hard work that I have put into this point and that I will continue putting in, please.
Okay.
Thanks.
What'd you do? Holiday to America, copped into Red Bull. Why'd you go there? Because they paid for flights or something.
America's not cheap, is it?
No. Was it really expensive now? Everyone says it's just ridiculous now.
It's for what you get, it's expensive. Because it's...
What's a coffee now? $6?
Yeah.
It's expensive.
And just fucking tip and tax and... The fucking card machine, they still haven't clicked onto Apple Pay much in America. They've got one card machine in the whole restaurant or shop or cafe that'll do Apple Pay, which you've got to walk up to the till. There's so much of it that's just stuck in the olden days in America.
What, and even in California?
Yeah, in LA, like most cafe places or restaurants, don't take Apple Pay. Like, they don't have a mobile card machine.
Oh, they don't walk over to your table and go, no. Yeah, mate, it's in a bit.
So you say, can you do Apple Pay? And they say, yeah, pass your phone, and they walk off of your phone.
Really?
That's because they want to add in a bit of extra tip.
Right, well, yeah. It's just, a lot of it's backwards. And food's not that good, I don't think, in America. Even in...
Five Guys, that's about the best thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I had my first In-N-Out. Wasn't a fan.
Oh, sorry, In-N-Out. That's what
yeah,
I meant.
But Five Guys is far superior to In-N-Out.
No.
Yeah. I'll fight anyone to the death.
Five Guys is a $20 burger. £20 burger, sorry.
Yeah, but it's good. That's expensive and you're satisfied. I wasn't satisfied whatsoever.
When I last went...
That's my first stop tomorrow until I land in Barcelona.
Five Guys? No, I don't like that.
Yeah, I know, but it's one near the airport. That's my little airport routine.
It's too... No, I don't like
you
it. Take too
recovery. You are taking recovery seriously.
Yeah, it's protein in a beef burger.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's trying to gain a bit of weight to put some more stress on the knee.
I'm trying to lose a bit, actually. Well, no, not yet. But once I'm past the healing part, I'm going to cut hard.
Shred.
Yeah, I watched the vlog from lockdown and I thought, ooh, you've really let yourself go a bit.
Yeah. Give it lockdown. Everyone
massive.
Looks good in lockdown.
My belly's
because
fucking massive at the rate.
We had tans because it was fucking sunny. Fresh haircut because I was cutting people's hair. We was up here in the sun doing like bits and pieces. When I look back to lockdown pictures, I'm like, look fresh, tan.
It was actually quite
thingy.
Fun, wasn't it?
Lockdown was mint. It was like
apart
a school
when you
lock
the
once
gates
you
here.
Eventually stopped being a little scaredy cat. It
well,
was brilliant.
Shut up.
Yeah, because before anyone knew what any of it was, I actually have someone else that lived here, didn't I? My mum and
yeah,
her.
You went, you was at one point and then that's it. The gates got shut and the key got
and
chucked
we were
away.
The worst humans on planet Earth for
fucking,
riding motorbikes.
I just wanted to fucking break
you
away from
we went to Ashby one day. Wow. You crash.
I just wanted to break away from you all.
We were the worst people
yeah,
in the world.
We were the problem with the whole world.
You were.
Yeah, if you carry on, you're a part of the problem.
That's no different now. You're still the problem with the world, you
yeah,
pet.
Yeah, but we went for a couple of, you hated us for a bit.
But it was actually just like a big summer holidays.
Yeah, it was. Fucking good. I'd do it again.
I would.
What, lock everyone up and then just have the tracks to yourself?
Lock everyone up, but then be allowed out for once a day for exercise and just make it a 12-hour trip out the house.
I walked out the house once in the garden and I remember Soph just losing it.
What are you doing out there?
I just need to get a breath of fresh air. Get in the house! And I walked across the next field because there's fields around us and I'm like, I've got to get out. You're winding me up. Went over the fields and went for like a 10-minute walk. Come back. Fucking fuming she was. Didn't come into contact with anything. A tree, because everyone was like, what are you doing? That's illegal, what you've just done. I was just like, wow, this is nuts.
It was madness.
I took up road cycling then, because that's when there was no cars again. It was quite fun.
Yeah, that was quite
fun.
Good.
Well.
Can't imagine that as much
wasn't
fun.
Much
no, I don't mind road cycling.
Just get out the house a bit, wasn't it? Sunny, yeah. And also wasn't risk of death of someone crashing into you, because there were no cars about.
No, you can't do dangerous things, can we?
No, not anymore.
No, you can't do nothing dangerous.
Nothing
dangerous.
You're
quite dangerous.
A safe man. I am, yeah. I don't like doing danger.
No.
When you just asked him a minute ago about doing a stoppie and going over the bars.
Get a cold shiver.
The thought of me now doing that or trying to do one of them rollouts where you land on your leg and pivot round your leg.
Oh, what? No. But the confidence is not there for
not
that
there.
Yet.
Not there at all. I tried it on the mountain bike the other day and I thought, fuck.
Wait, you're not into that. That was your only trick.
No, no. I'm just scared of. I'm scared of a tweak on the knee, and I just think I don't.
What
need
nail
to...
can you do on one?
Not a lot.
A little bit of a wheelie.
Wheelie, yeah. Straight stoppie. Oh, I haven't rode an enduro bike yet.
I was thinking you sold it, haven't you?
No, I sold the one I'd done it on, but I still got my 300.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Enduro bike. I wouldn't mind doing it. I've got the suspension out of my enduro bike that I've been messing about with for a spare set for my motocross bike, but I need to put.
Do you know what we should do this year? Is do some enduros where we go in the summer because getting up at whatever time, driving to the darkest depth of Wales and then being
yeah,
freezing cold.
Silly,
yeah. Yeah, it is. That's a very good point. That all the trips have been
shit,
so fucking cold.
Yeah, because it's off season.
Yeah, I know, but.
It'd be nice to do one where it's dark, like light until 8-9 at night and you can just go and have something to eat after.
Like mountain bikes in the day, then ride enduro on a
yeah, that's
time.
What we always said to do in Wales. Go down there.
Me and Ed did it.
Bike park.
Mm, good day.
Long.
Well, yeah, I know why.
Because we drove there and back in the day as well.
And
it was
did
long.
Two activities, yeah, I remember.
It was long. But
you need a night away, but the reason I didn't do that is because you're driving around all week practicing, racing. The last thing I want to do in the summer is then drive another 3.5 hours doing enduro.
Did you get summer break on British Championship?
You get lots of brands.
Doing the 250 class.
We only do East Coast and West Coast in 250. Yeah, that's why I signed up to 250 class, because I thought we're just going to do like East of England. So like Wales won't race them rounds.
Yeah.
Scotland not racing rounds. I just thought I'd do like
selected
Finno, or Fat Cats and that. But that you apparently in England, you do more on a 250.
Oh, fuck.
But I've scheduled in a few more races as well. So it's actually quite busy. I've just done three more that I'm going to do.
There's $9,000 then.
Yeah, I was going to say.
No.
You have an holiday, are you?
Doing all them
holiday.
Free.
You having a holiday, are you? That's holiday sorted.
No, right. Well, yeah, that will go towards a holiday. No, that, not towards. That'll be a holiday. That'll pay and more for a holiday.
It's not fucking hell, what do you charge?
Fucking hell.
It's not even that amount.
That's how much you charge. Money is.
Three races and you can afford a holiday and more.
I wish my life was like yours. I really do.
A full family holiday for four.
I just fucking carried on the conversation and ignored the amount.
An MX2 British Championship motocross ride for next year. If that's the situation.
You wouldn't be able to get one, mate. They're hard to come by. Not your injury streak. But you do get a bit of a summer break. Yeah, we don't have that many races, which is not, don't get me wrong, it's fucking nice. But I have then, now I'm starting to feel good. I have then, I wasn't joking, I'm going to do, they're all vet races though. That's VMXDN Fox Hill, VMXDN Farley, and another Farley, World Vets Farley. So I'm going to race all three of those. World Vets on my 250F, I think though. And the other two on a cash it in. Stroke. Which is a nice weekend, spend it with nice people. It's not a family.
What he's going to do is cash in. I'm guessing you want to make a merch t-shirt.
Three great races, they are, if you want to come watch. Yeah, we're doing merch t-shirt, actually. I've been slacking on the merch. I've got to choose colours. Any suggestions on my merch? Because my last drop really flopped. So I'm going to leave designs to someone else this next time.
Colours is your... The design was fine. It was your colour choice.
Yeah, I sort of went for a pale palette that maybe only I like. I don't even like them colours anymore. But it was winter and I don't know.
Ed reckons orange. You try again, because Ed reckons orange is the colour of the season.
Yeah, apparently on the Pantones, there's a bright orange, which is the colour of the year.
Well, like flower orange?
It's quite bright. It's called some. I can't remember. It's peach. It's like peach
quite
orange.
Not floor, but...
Peach orange, it is.
It's like a healthy-looking peach.
Apparently, you'll see all of
like that hat there.
Similar. You know, like when you walk past a fruit and veg stand and you go, ooh, that looks like a ripe...
Well, that
bit of fruit,
that, no.
Yeah, it's not far.
Yeah, a bit lighter than that orange hat there that's coming out soon, Bill. There's actually three of those hats coming out. Slight difference to that one, because that was a sample.
It just feels like a Halloween hat.
Can't hear you anyway now, because you took your mic away. Lovely underneath, look.
Does it look good? No. I actually watched... I was
you look
on
like if you put a pumpkin outfit on and then put that on your head.
Yeah, I feel like... I watched... I was looking through the Tupo page and I flicked through to a clip when I had that green one on.
Yeah.
I want to try and find that because it actually really suits me, that
Well,
green
they're coming.
Are they not even out yet?
No, they're coming.
Oh.
And there's another version. There's three versions of that. We're not doing boonies this year. That's the star we're doing.
Yeah, boonies have been done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I quite like the boonie. Like that, don't.
Still got some boonies in, actually. They're 20% off at the minute.
Are they?
Right. Yeah.
How many of them did you order?
Quite a lot, but all the smaller sizes are gone. It's the
large
ones.
I was going to say, does this come in different sizes? Because this fits my head, so quite a lot of people are going to be sloppy in this.
Different sizes coming.
Is this the biggest one?
I can't remember what it is.
You've got like a double chin now.
Fuck off.
What?
That's silly. It's
nasty. You've got some more merch coming as well, anyway.
Have I got any?
No, you have. You've got them on. You've got your socks on. They're coming soon.
Oh, yeah, I've got a little socks. I like this colour of sock, actually. Pants behind.
If you do well at the weekend, I'm going to release them pants for you.
Should have released them last weekend.
Well, yeah, but...
No, they're actually quite nice for a set of pants for me.
British Championship, I thought I'd wait for that.
That'd be nice. I don't get the proceeds then, man. So I do like the underwear and the socks.
Underwear and socks, you get nothing.
So I'm not really worried if you buy these ones or not. So I'm not going to plug them. But I do. I want to bring a couple of summer t-shirts out. One that I was saying there, the VMXDN. That's always good. So I'll probably get a VMXDN t-shirts because they went well last year, didn't they?
Yeah, I think we need to go more 90s vibe on.
Mm.
Really get some fluoro colours in there.
Yeah, I think they're good 90s vibes. I still wear the ones from last year now. The VMXDN t-shirt. It's quite good, actually. Alf loves his with the bike on. I think you just need to put a bike on it. Some t-shirts are nice with a bike on it for the kids.
Better than your name.
Yeah, you can't just put Sir or Ride 100 up on the last because it's
your t-shirt went well, the Stoppy Man.
Yeah, cool t-shirt. But actually, that's wanted to do that for about 3 years. If a fucking designer ever sorted his life out.
It's Stoppy on it. Oh, it's in it, I don't think.
Have you not?
Sold him at Newcastle.
Had your eyes shut for the last 3 months.
He had about 400 waved in his face to get pink signed.
White with a pink logo. Pale pink.
What Roxy had on at the wedding?
Yeah. Stoppy on the back of it. Have you? Right.
I haven't really looked up close. I've just seen it.
Oh, good.
From a distance. Didn't
pleased
get,
for you.
Didn't get one.
Get on with some topics.
I'm just going to plug one more thing.
What?
Starting on May the 1st till May the 15th, we're doing 3 for 2 at Keck. So if you buy any 3 pairs of pants, you'll only pay for 2.
No, just actually, underwear.
That's actually quite a good sale.
Any.
Yeah. Any.
Breeze.
You could, they can plastics.
Yeah, pick them.
Patterns.
Patterns. Women's thongs. Buy 3 thongs. The third one's free. Buy 3
what
sports.
Buy 2 thongs and a pair of boxers.
Don't work.
Huh?
No. Don't work.
It's got to be three male or three female.
3 female.
There you go.
To be fair, not many people wear thongs and pants like you.
No. I wear the
thong. People normally stick to one.
I sometimes wear the thong and a set of kecks just when I ride.
Oh, yeah. Well, I haven't tried it, but I'll give it a whirl this weekend at the British Championship.
Put the thong on first and the kecks on after the top, then no one knows you've got the thong on.
Yeah, no one knows you've got the thong. And then it's quite exciting. When you're riding around, you're, whoa!
I'll do it first race and see if I have a better first race or second race.
Yeah, try it. You might like it.
No, that generally is a good sale. The Breeze, if you haven't tried the Breeze, without plugging your brand too much, I like them. Yeah. I need to have more. I need to have a big spend up because
I've got
just
Breeze on today.
Stuff.
I prefer the other ones, but I've got Breeze on today.
No, I prefer the Breeze because we're not, most of the time I'm in gym shorts. So I train that much. Like, I'm literally forever in the gym. So the Breeze...
Nick's not listening to this. You haven't got away.
He probably will. I'm forever in the gym. And the Breeze, when it hangs out the bottom of my gym shorts. What useful? My penis hangs out the bottom of my gym shorts. No, the Breeze, it looks more just gym. Like you don't look like you've got random pants on. You just fit in with, you just fit in a bit
that's,
more.
That's,
like
how, that's what they were designed for.
So I do like them, rate them.
And he reckons he's having a spend up.
No, I just meant I wanted to order. I didn't want to spend the money.
Yeah, I thought so. Bill does that. Just an order comes through free, and I think, who's that? I click it. It's addressed to me, to my house.
Easier. Put your name in, then your address already comes
and
up.
And then it goes at I've the bottom. Staff member, William Bolt.
I've done that mistake before where I've put my name in, and then your address doesn't come up. Then I'm going to manually put your address in, and it takes too long, and then I get distracted, and then I don't order whatever I'm supposed to order for someone else, and then it doesn't arrive, and then I'm a shit person. Easier, press your name, your address is already there.
Yep.
I need to get some new socks. I like my ones too, but these, you two have got socks that I've never seen before. Are they out? Or are
yeah,
they
these are out. There's more socks coming as well. There's loads of stuff coming, actually. Shorts next.
What, and I've got two new
summer,
two new my
shorts.
T-shirts, actually. Nice ones.
I haven't sold fuck all for months. If I have any of my merch. So
actually, what I'll give you, you didn't
can
sell
you
a
buy
lot
it this
January,
weekend,
March, Bentley? February, but then... You won at Fox Hills, and then all of a sudden...
Not many,
but you did sell a few bits.
So winning sales.
Can you buy... Is it for sale?
Yeah, Fox Masters Hills? Of MX, I think, have got a stand at Ling.
Oh, good, because they buy my stuff too, so my stuff will be available as well.
Yeah, I don't know if they've got any of your
have
stuff.
Have they ordered any of mine? No, not for Ling. I must have some left over, mate.
I think they still got stuff from 2021.
Yeah. Hopefully that goes soon. They're still trying to get rid of that championship t-shirt. Gold with the one on. Yeah, it's just like £2.99. Just people are just washing bikes and that with it now. Cheaper than a rag.
Before we get onto the questions, we've got to talk vlogs. Two styles of vlogs. You're an editor now and Stan's started a channel.
Yeah, I'm in it.
You edited your last two.
I've done my last two vlogs from start to finish. The last one... I didn't even talk to Ed whilst the whole vlog process, and I sent it to him thinking he was going to be really proud and say like, well done, mate, that's fucking the bollocks out. I've been mining at you for years to be able to do that. And he just put saturation high. That was it. That was
he's
it.
Playing hard to get.
Yeah,
and he's bummed out that
down,
he feels
left out. Yeah.
He feels left out now. He goes, fuck.
No,
yeah, it's just I'm going to have nothing to do
want
soon.
Him to need me.
No, I don't. Now. What I actually thought was, I thought to myself as I watched it, the first thing when I turned it on, I literally hadn't watched any of it and I'd just seen that. So that's when I texted you that. And then as I gradually watched it, I thought, fair play, good effort. And then the waifu dad popped up and I thought, what a slag. Like, all you've done is learnt how to edit a vlog so you can bang in a
lot. No, do you know what? The waifu now, they've stopped my contract.
Oh, have they?
So I didn't even get paid for that fucking waifu dad in that video. Because normally I never even got it. You're meant to get it approved, then put it in the ad. But because I'm always, I like to do it during a video, not have like a pre-recorded one. So then, because we always put it out Monday, the video is filmed Sunday. I edit it Monday, so I sent it to him. Normally she pays. And I emailed her and put, there's the approval. And then she put, oh, your contract ended in March. And I'm like, oh, right. So you don't have to buy Y food no more if you don't want it. Shit drink anyway.
It's not.
No, it's actually. Oh, you still?
No, I'm not. Mine was never a long contract. They just the woman I used to deal with just used to say,
do you want to do another one?
Any races this month? Any races? Any vlogs coming this month? Like I was only ever did month to month, and I haven't. I said, well, what month are we on now? They did actually say there would be one in April, but I actually didn't get back to them because
I'm not even joking. I'm not being nasty.
Because I asked them to send it to the team workshop in Italy and it never turns up. And then now I've found a shop in Andorra. Every super Andorra around this year, I've generally went to the supermarket and bought one.
To drink or to use to make yourself 5 grand?
But I wish it was 5 grand.
We bought one in Thingy, didn't we?
Yeah.
Around Belfast, I was searching a place to find one.
Holland and Barrett.
Holland and Barrett. There is another supermarket. I think Tesco.
Maybe.
Stan found it in a UK supermarket. Anyway, there's
but compared to a Huel, it's night and day better than
Huel. I can't swallow. No, it's I mean, I get indigestion at the best of times, but Huel, I go, I have to tap it down.
Yeah, no. Wife, it's generally good, but yeah, I'm not. I might hit up your lady then and see if she's not paying you. I'm not joking.
Do you know why they've pulled yours?
Why?
Only Stan's
yeah, he's took over.
Waifu dad.
Yeah. Stanley Eddie will be having a waifu chat out soon. You wait and see.
I was impressed with his first go at a vlog.
Yeah, because it's not, he said to me, he says, it's not easy. I said, no, it's not easy.
I was also impressed because he actually asked me the minimum questions. He asked me what camera
to get. He edited it as well.
No, Kyle Lane edited it from.
Oh, okay.
He asked me what camera to get and I said, don't know, ask Bill because you're probably going to want a Sony like him. And the next minute he bought one, next minute there's a vlog.
It actually, I realised how good that little camera is as well, because
my big camera winds me up so much.
That was from, you know, my tiny one, that the thing, you turn it on, the thing comes out, the whole thing was on that, and they're like £600 or £700.
The one that Roxy normally used?
Like a few years ago, she's got another a bigger one now.
What, you give Stan your old one and you?
No, there's a new version of my tiny one, which is what I told him to buy, because I said, on auto mode, it's mad how good it works. And yeah, the whole thing, I was like, fucking hell, that camera's good.
Yeah, my camera's so big to hold up. Honestly, I think that's why I've got a back problem with my arm. I'm not joking, I do that and that pumps up and now my wrist hurts. I'm sure it's from vlogging.
Oh dear.
It's just part of it.
Work.
I know, but it's just ag. Like, I pick it up and I'm like, fuck. Thumb hurts, wrist hurts.
Reckon's coming next on the Only Stands, because I don't know either. I don't know what's going on inside of his head.
Apparently, it's quite hard to find his channel because if you type in Only Stands on YouTube. Great.
And I'll be honest, I don't know how I feel about the name.
Loads of podcasts come up with birds talking about how much money they make.
So. That's the actual channel name.
Yeah, Only Stands, yeah. But Billy's not keen on the name.
Should just have it like Billy's Mechanic. Hey, that's easier to find. I bet lots of people piped in Billy's Mechanic Stan to find the vlog.
I typed in Only Stands, and then it come up suggested Only Stands MX, because I knew Roxy had already typed in Only Stands, and it didn't come up. So I was like, that must be it. And I pressed that one, and all that came up was two of my videos. Even on that, it didn't come up. So I think we need to work on his
name,
how he's got usernames and URLs and stuff to make him easier to find.
Only Stands. Real Housewives gives me the ultimate truth about her erotic Only Stands account.
Does he film them as well, or is that
That's not on his channel.
That's nothing to do with Stan. That
can't stop making content. OnlyFans. Yeah, they're not.
Yeah, we need to work on his SEO.
He needs help.
Bless him.
Hi.
But good effort. Commendable effort for first score.
Yeah, it's fucking hard work. Right. I'm generally so proud of myself though for filming and editing.
Are you doing?
Not even joking.
Are you doing it all this weekend yourself?
I could do, but he's coming, aren't you?
Well, I can give you the footage, and you can quite happily edit
it up if you want. No, actually, I'm busy next week.
Oh, are you?
I've got two coaching days.
Oh,
I'll plug them actually. I'm coaching again.
Wow.
No, I have not plugged nothing.
Apart from your merch.
No one.
The three races that you, the three races. Nothing. That's paying for your holiday.
No, I'm just racing races. That's my job.
Oh.
Chuck a dirt story.
Can I come on a training school?
Yeah.
No, coaching.
Oh, yeah. You're not having a cut.
What? You want us to come for free?
Well, when do you want to come? I will do a joint one if you want.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Do one up at...
You'll sell out because they all ask for yours.
Yeah, we'll do one up at Ironworks and Schoolhouse, double header. You can go up home for a couple of days. I'll take my SC motorhome up. Little plug. They're actually bringing me a new one tomorrow.
Oh, because I was wondering what the one on your drive was doing there. Is that
filling? that's like a filling one. That's the sort of one that they give to people. Well, I should have just kept yours for a week and used that, and I didn't have to do a swap. But I'm getting a new one tomorrow. It's Johnny Ray's old one, I think. So it should be a bit.
Oh, that's different. A man.
Yeah, it is a man. I'm getting a man.
Oh, matching.
Well, you want a Mercedes now, don't you?
I haven't decided that. It was more of a
big price increase.
Yeah, it was more of a more than I was hoping for.
Yeah, it's big. That's why I haven't
got no races coming up anytime soon, and you know, a couple of your training schools, 50% of your training school takings for 3 days might cover it.
I'm not splitting the cut. Well, we have to have double riders, which is hard though to do.
Well, are you going to teach them motocross, or are you going to teach them enduro?
I'll just teach them motorcycle basics.
You'll teach them motorcycling.
Now we could do a bit of enduros on it as well.
No, because 90% of enduro riders need to learn fundamentals.
I'm not having them on one side standing on the balls of their feet, and the other side you've got them chicken winging it.
Like, well, no, I was thinking about this the other day.
You'll be waiting on the left foot side of the pen.
Yeah, Billy's idea of going around the corner on a motocross track is get your ear on your shoulder.
You're not. That's incorrect. My technique is actually very good on motocross.
Why are you trying to wind him up?
Is it not?
No, it is good, yeah.
Is it not? My screenshot pauses a video as I've sent you going, look at that for Charles Ryder.
We'll do a joint one up in Scotland then.
Do you know what happened? Not that you're going to find this boring, but people might find it interesting. When I broke my leg in 2019.
On a mountain bike?
No, that was not on a mountain bike, that was on a mountain bike. The week before first Super Enduro round of 2019. Not annoying, that injury, because I'd have been good that year. My technique whilst being injured improved dramatically because I watched so many videos of what a analyze footage so much, and if you look at me riding pre broken leg to at post broken leg, it's considerable changes. Mm.
Who is you watching?
Just anything. I had 3 months, I think, where I couldn't even bend my leg, so I was literally laid in bed.
I don't remember that.
Do you remember those Gary Semex videos years and years ago?
I remember more.
You watch videos, I was big changes.
Well, if you're everything's out there to now for you to see. The problem I find on the coaching days is what people think they're doing and what they're actually doing is two different things. Do you know what I mean? So they watch it and they go, legs are back, heads forward, heads here. But
I also think people often overcomplicate it when explaining it.
It's hard, isn't it? Because I can have a bad day riding and then I feel like I struggle to get around the corner. So you can imagine someone that's brand new to it. And every
corner's develops so differently.
Yeah, different. One, but if you have the... Yeah, it's just different. But what you think you're doing, everyone's doing something different, so it's all right, or just teaching them what to do. But if then you're not saying, okay, mate, this is why you're not getting around there, because you're actually doing this, this, and this, and they're like, oh, yeah, am I okay? And then you can fix it. But if you just tell them to do it...
Yeah, you're better off looking at someone and changing how they do it rather than telling everybody, do this
like
this.
Yeah, I don't like that. Yeah, because you can tell everyone, right, stand up, sit down here, do that, and where to sit. But in reality, it's what he's doing and he's doing. They're two completely different people that do two completely different things. So it's...
But every rider has a different style as well, doesn't it? Look at the top 20.
But what I meant was, in terms of enduro riders could benefit a lot from it, is like, not even so much corners. Like when I see when there is like a small jump in an enduro or something, even it might not even be a... taking off on a dirt ramp or whatever, like you see the shapes and how out of control people get. Like if they are in a stance which you can get a kick and the butt, like you can absorb being kicked or being bounced around or just being comfortable with your wheels off the ground and shit like that. That's what I was more referring to. Like, the amount of times I see people like...
You get scared.
And you just go, wow, like, if you hit something now, it's going majorly wrong. That's where I think enduro people...
Yes, so then they would need to...
could benefit from riding motocross. Like, it doesn't matter. They don't need to go on a motocross track and shave their lap time off by 3 seconds. But if they can go around a motocross track and carry... relative speed everywhere, it translates way more than I feel like people realise to when they go off-road. So,
in like a... Well, anything, really.
Well, anything, yeah. That's what I mean.
Even like, if you're riding around Tong and then you go down that one long straight with a jump, ride that like enduro trial section, but then you can switch it up and do a bit of like change your technique because it's not that different. Like,
no,
it's
and then in every part of a race, there's going to be a section where you need to start going fast. Mm. And if you can save a few seconds at every lap doing that over a 2.5 hour race,
or just feel more comfortable.
Yeah, and waste less energy, less chance of crashing. There's more to it, I feel like, in learning how to go fast.
All right, you've sold it to me. You can come on one of my days.
All right, I'm in.
How much do you want?
I'll
go away with less than what I went with the day, trying to have to pay you.
Yeah, but think of the exposure your training days would get. It'd be worth it.
Yeah, it would.
Do you know what else we should do whilst...
Ride day.
A ride day. While you're not riding, but while the weather's better in summer, we should do a
summer ride day.
Yeah.
We could do it towards the end where he could have a pop
round. I was injured last time I did a ride day as well. That's another injury. Broke my finger.
Yeah, finger on a post.
It was well broke. Did you not see the x-ray?
Yeah, that was VIP. Yeah, I agree though. A nice ride day. But it'd be nice if he was riding a little bit.
No, but once I start again, like I can cruise around. I think that's nice to do before I'm back racing, but I'm back on a bike.
So like 6 to 8 weeks time.
Yeah.
We'll give people to start ordering it.
4 or 5 days notice, I should do. Yeah, if it's summer holidays, we could do it in the week though.
No, summer holidays is a long time away.
Is it? No, it's not.
June. Yeah, summer holidays July.
End of June?
No,
end of July.
Not even that. End of July, August, September, isn't it? End July, you'll be back on a bike full time then.
Yeah, that's true.
No, but what I was.
Yeah, but you could also do one afternoon into the evening if it's lighter in summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe how light the nights are in this country. This week's proper tripped us out.
Proper nice here, isn't it? You've not moaned about England as much this week. Now the weather's changed.
It's fucking cold. When I was up in Newcastle, my God.
It's cold.
It's snowing in Andorra this week, actually, though. So I did think, I really hope it doesn't snow again while I'm there. I'm not a cold person.
Is it cold in Andorra still then? Yeah, obviously. Yeah,
well, it wasn't when I was there in February. It was sunny and now it snowed again last week. World's gone fucking mad.
Hmm.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Come on, Ned.
Yeah, I'm going to do some of these questions.
These are good and we're going to end up can really go off track.
So I asked
down rabbit holes here.
I asked on the Instagram channel for non-bike related questions. We've still got a few in, but we always ask bike ones, so I'm going to half ignore them. So we'll do the non-bike related ones. So, what's all of your three's first car? Let's go with that. What was your first car?
Got a van from your dad.
Yeah, you did.
First vehicle, van already. That's privilege, that.
Renault Traffic, he had.
Mm.
Fuck.
Had probably Toyota got a couple grand knocked off it, I think.
Probably did, I don't know.
It was actually a nice van.
It was.
You fucked it, did you?
I had a Corsa, Vauxhall Corsa. I had
a red Toyota Yaris. Used to strip a trials bike down and put it in the back to go riding.
Really? So I was baller first.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You're privileged.
Yeah, and you had alloys on it as well.
I was making bank already when I had it.
Did you crash it? Any crashes? I bet you were a terrible driver when you first started, because you're a fucking terrible driver now.
He got rid of that one and he got...
I've never had a car crash.
He got rid of that one and got another van a year later. This time it was a free vehicle that he got.
Nah, that was after America I got that one.
Well, he got a free vehicle out of my old man before.
The Transit?
Yeah.
You should put it... If we had a picture of it, it'd be nice to put it in.
I have got a photo of it. It's fucking terrible what he made you drive around with.
It is, because I was on decent money at the time, so just... Actually, letting myself drive around at that is bad.
I'd drive around.
Do you know what it? Do you know what it was?
Oh, the red Transit.
It was an old.
It was what was on it.
It was an old
postman
red postman van, and it had the worst stickers.
I haven't even got. I was thinking this week. I've had a hire car, and now I've got fucking six kit bags and a Husqvarna 360 frame in the back of it, and I'm like, I need a van.
My only vehicle. I'd been to America. I drove a real nice truck out there, pickup. Come back, like I was doing all right for myself, and then
he was racing Hurlings, second in the world, driving that
Transit with a bulkhead here. The missus over from America, she was driving and sat next to me in this van. Like it was just, yeah, I should have just said, "Can I have a different van?"
Well, anyway, his
van had been.
He drove that into the side of a gate and sliced the whole bottom end of it open,
like really cut the van in half almost. That one, it was. I used to live in an apartment in Derby, and just coming out of the apartment, just sliced it open like a tin opener. It's weird, but I didn't really like that van.
What is the dumbest thing you've all spent your money on, and why?
I don't really spend it on dumb stuff. There's nothing that stands out to me.
I can't really.
You suppose spent
1,500 quid on a weed killer. It's fucking pretty dumb.
No, we're going to get that out in a minute. That'll be spot on.
Yeah, just to keep Ed happy, because he had the ump with me. So it was just like,
it's for you, because you spend $5,000 on doing a track up and then let it grow to weeds and then just go, track's fucked.
You must have bought...
Pardon? Must have bought... No, I've not bought...
The amount of disposable income you used to have, there must have been something daft.
Didn't have disposable income, didn't spend it on daft things.
Yeah, I've not really spent anything on daft stuff.
No, we're quite sensible people. I would imagine you've done more silly buy. Them silly shoes you had on earlier were fucking bad. They've probably cost about $1,000, didn't they?
No, but I did have a shoe spend in America on this trip.
You did?
Yeah.
What? What was the amount you spent on them?
Too much. No, I got the price wrong.
You got what?
I got the price wrong. When you walk in the shop, you scan a QR code and it tells you every shoe they've got in stock. You put your size in, it tells you all the shoes they've got in stock. And then, so I found the ones I like, and it said X amount. And then I didn't realise it was from X amount, and X amount was for a different size to what my size was until I paid. And I thought, that was more than the website said. And I looked back on the website, and X amount was...
What's X amount?
More than X amount.
We're all friends here.
Come on, how much have you spunked on a stupid pair of shoes?
Nah, I can't remember.
Did you
plus 500? I'll
leave it
plus
for 500. People to do the maths.
What shoe is it?
I can't remember.
What do you mean? Well, then people who like the shoe are going to think it. Most people.
He's wanked $2,000 away.
His pair of Travis Scott's. I thought I'll do it for Nick. Nick will be proud
the
of
the same us. Ones as he's got.
Well, I haven't seen him wear these ones, but I think he's.
You've
got
done 1,800 quid on a pair of shoes. You've done 1,800 quid on a pair of shoes.
I would like a set of them, but it wasn't that much money.
Well, if you're size 4. A size 6, they're not that expensive, hence why I got excited.
Yeah, less leather, innit?
Hmm?
Less leather.
Exactly. Yeah, well, I think it's less demand is the actual reason, rather than the amount of materials that make them.
Well, what's your thing you spend it on?
Shoes, he said.
Nah, because that's a good purchase. I like shoes.
Yeah, if you like it, you like it.
What's this in my pocket?
A clutch for your van was probably a bad
spend. Yeah, the fucking clutch he put in the dispatch.
What you got in there? Sweets?
Crocs, some kid give us these at a race. So I give him some of mine and we're swapped. Nice. Spider-Man.
Oh, let's have them, because Alf's got...
Does he like Spider-Man?
Yeah. There you go. I have all them.
Will you? There's only one Spider-Man, don't know what that one is.
He's got Crocs, he loves them.
Just, you might know what them characters are from having children.
Mr. Burns. It's Mr. Burns, everyone knows him, mate.
Is it?
Isn't it?
Okay, I see it now. Yeah, I don't think. I thought that was a good question when Ed read it yesterday, but I can't even think of one.
What else have I spent money on that's silly? Honestly, nothing. Really?
You cost yourself money by doing stupid things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I also do that. Like, not paying parking. Oh, shit, I didn't pay for the time tunnel the other day. I've just thought.
Fuck it. Yeah, Channel Tunnel, Dartford.
No, town and Dartford. I've had
Dartford gets Dartford me. Really, I've done 700 quid on Dartford. Yeah, tunnel the last I'm three up years. To. Really that. Pisses me off. Every town time, tunnel 70 also. Quid. I've done 210 quid the other day on the fines from Dartford Tunnel. Just every time I go through it, I think the same thing.
I look at it every time and go, do that. Oh, I'll do that.
Do that when
and
I
then
there.
You even have another memory of it. Like later on, you go, you need. Well, no. I'll be like somewhere else about, fuck, don't forget to do that.
Yeah, but you'd rather pay the fine than have the points, eh?
I don't. Are we bringing it up or not?
But biggest non-bike related celebrity story.
A sofa that was pointing the wrong direction.
Waste of money.
And it's shit and not even comfortable.
Where's that, in Andorra?
Yeah. It's,
who chose that, Roxy?
Well, no, I quite like the problem is there. All the sofa shops, there's not that much choice and it's fuck expensive. So there's a website that like imports stuff for you, like you choose from a French website and they bring it in.
Do you know why it's expensive?
Huh?
Because you're all tax-dodging bastards. You've got loads of spare money.
That's far from the truth.
Anyway. Right, so you pay tax out there?
Yes.
Yeah, not a lot.
Obviously. You've got to.
I looked at the who put a birthday up the other day, someone?
Sam.
And the friends group on it's just so many tax dodgers.
What are you on about?
Just so, yeah, it's like I celebrity, think like who's who at his birthday.
Within party. A square mile, there's more millionaires in Andorra than there is in Monaco.
Well,
or
that's
something.
Utter bullshit. Like, don't listen, that's so far
no,
from.
Of like
people are actually going to believe
people.
You're saying that.
Would you, if they, is Andorra like the sort of poor Monaco for sports people? Like, if you're really good, you're in Monaco, obviously.
Yeah.
So Andorra's just like the poor people's like Monaco.
Poor.
Or the people that like skiing.
There's more shit to do there.
The like, rich skiers.
You can ski there, you can mountain bike there, you can ride bikes
Yeah,
there.
That's why an athlete
there's
would do
there. More motocross trucks. It's better to be there and it's at altitude if you train. I mean, not that I train.
And the tax is less in Andorra than Monaco.
It's not.
Is it?
It's actually more than Monaco.
Is it? Monaco's 2%, Andorra's
1%. It's not.
Is that
it's,
it?
It's 10.
Why did you get all that time?
Because leave that shit out. Because people fucking believe you. Morons.
Anyway, what's the biggest non-bike celebrity-related story you've got?
I ain't got one. Really?
You not met any celebs in your time?
No, I don't hang about with Dobby no more. He's
I've got one.
All the celebs.
And then it's both ours.
I know what you're going to say.
Go on then.
Don't know, actually. Go on, you set for.
Well, he's a friend of ours, so Kelvin off Emmerdale was nice.
When we went to Hollywood?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good night, yeah.
Who did you bump into?
No, he was the celeb. Well, he won. It was a Red Bull. It's actually a Red Bull event. Red Bull.
He played Andy Sogdon. Yeah. He came to America when we were living there. We were only young. He turned up the first day with his brother, young brother, in a Mustang.
He just come for a holiday, but he stayed with us.
Yeah. Come in a Mustang on the way from the airport to where somewhere else. He'd got himself some beers and that because we were too young to buy them. And he got straight out of the car, straight on the Lilo in Tommy's thing, sipping beers, floating around, lovely jubbly. Thought this was brilliant. Next morning, woke up redder than your chair.
Really red.
Really, really red. And that night was going to some event that Red Bull had put on in
where
Hollywood.
Where you stayed? Yeah, the hotel, Roosevelt Hotel in Hollywood. Red Bull had a party there.
I stayed, you stupid dog.
Well, you went there the other week. You worked in there then. And you put on your story.
What bit?
In Hollywood, Roosevelt.
I don't even know what that is.
Well, anyway.
Sure you walked in there because I was like, that's where the party was. I thought, see it on your story. It's like a nice hotel in Hollywood.
It was called a Red Bull Toasted Party and I don't really know what it was for or what it was about, but it ended up basically being round a pool at the end of the night. And he was leathered and no one knew who he was because he just wasn't famous like over there as he is here. And he ended up jumping in the swimming pool and then taking his shirt off, stood at the side of the pool and everyone's going, who the fuck is that? Who is that?
He was having the night of his life.
Thought it was brilliant.
Well, we were, everyone was. And in the end, we ended up driving, he drove Chad Reed back.
Yeah. In the back of the car, there was us two, Chad Reed, him, and someone else.
I can't remember.
And we ended up doing a 3-hour round trip from Hollywood down to San Diego and then back up to where we lived.
Mm. Just just an entertaining evening.
Funny, very funny.
That's probably about the most celeb story I've got.
Yeah, so.
Other than people watching, like if we did good people watching at Formula One the other year. A lot of celebs at Formula One.
Oh, yeah.
Compared to MotoGP, it's sort of...
Yeah, it's different level. I still want a ticket. Or Soph wants to go Formula One. I don't think I can... I'm not... not
is that the, that's when I come.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really know if we can say his name. Well, you can, but I thought one of the celebs, what a bell end he is.
Who?
Oh, yeah, massive.
Massive.
I wouldn't even call him a celeb. He doesn't fucking do anything. Don't say his name because...
Fuck. You're not saying his name?
He's, some people like him, but what a cock.
Yeah, prick. And I was surprised rude. Who he hangs out with.
Yeah, hangs around with Jerry Halliwell. So you probably better work it out. And just so rude.
What, the owner of the team?
No. In the Red Bull Hospitality. And he was so rude to the staff.
You're just bad aura.
Bad aura.
Bad energy.
Can't sing.
Stop it.
Daytime TV.
I don't even know what he does these days. I don't watch TV.
He does a cinch car adverts on the TV.
How long have we been going on here?
An hour.
Is that it?
Yeah.
No, more, I reckon.
Hour and two, then.
I thought it was a bit more.
If you had to swap your legs for an animal's legs, which animal would it be and why?
I don't know, really. I'd probably get one sort of same size as mine. It's not much different.
She can carry on as normal.
You could have elephant's legs and like smash about. You could have cheetah legs and be fast.
Would you be able to walk? Like, I'm thinking of a four-legged animal. If they only had two legs, would it work?
The question's not that specific, really.
I think it would work. You just got to imagine it would work.
What the back? Do you want the back legs or the front legs? What's more important?
Well, if you had a kangaroo, you'd want the back ones, wouldn't you? Because the others are too, I guess, they're arms.
Kangaroo would be quite a good one.
Mm.
Boing, boing.
Mm, yeah.
Or you could go like,
quite
I suppose
explosive.
That's not really legs. I was going to say a fish and become like an Olympic swimmer or something.
No, that's not legs.
They're not legs, are they?
You could have a mermaid's legs.
No, I wouldn't really want that. Struggle, wouldn't you? Just day-to-day life. Be all right on holiday. At the end of the year, you could sort of say, yeah.
My new shoes would be no good.
No, I don't know. Probably
they could be made out of the same material as the legs
like
you
chose. Like a lion's back legs, bit of muscle. I could still ride my bike.
Do you reckon you could ride your bike? They've got feet that could stand on foot pegs.
Yeah, you just have to.
You'd have to get a set of Tech 10s, wouldn't you? That fit.
Just lean back, hank it out. Don't know. That's Yeah, I don't know really. It's quite a good question, but also it's sort of no real answer, is there?
I think sort of the no idea right is it just sparks a discussion.
Yeah. I sort of feel like silly discussing it because it's irrelevant. I mean,
what's your go-to Greg's order?
Depends what time of day it is.
All right, well, let's have morning, lunch and dinner.
Well, dinner, it's not open at dinner time.
All right, let's have morning and lunch.
Depends if I'm in health mood or not.
Let's have off-season.
Not really like healthy.
Yeah, but you depend that you go for volume. It depends on volume.
Are you on more than one thing?
Well, but
obviously a sausage
if
and meat
bake
is solid.
All feels me when I leave Greg's, I feel a bit.
Yeah, the idea of it's great, and then the rest of it's
doesn't.
Not.
It doesn't put me in a good space for riding for the day. A Greg's sausage roll or a bean melt.
What about porridge?
Nah, porridge's not very nice either.
No, porridge is the best one.
Wouldn't agree.
That's the best coffee, instant porridge.
Coffee makes the Greg coffee makes me feel a bit bloated, nothing nice.
The coffee's not sensational. The porridge is the best make it porridge.
If I have one thing, the other day I was going to Fat Cats and I stopped that one service station on the M1, decent Chesterfield one. Greg's went in there. And they had crusty rolls, and I had a sausage and bacon in a crusty roll.
And a baguette.
With a bit of ketchup, yeah. So I had a sausage and bacon baguette. And then I went out of there, and I went into the Starbucks and got a coffee from Starbucks.
Well, I don't like Starbucks coffee either.
Well, I just find it's better than Greg's.
What would
you get, a Starbucks or a Costa?
Well, I don't either.
Oh.
I don't mind either.
What do you like?
They're both shit.
Oh, are you a bit of a coffee connoisseur?
Well, they're just not there.
I bought a new coffee machine the other day, one.
What?
Grinds the beans.
Beans, bean to cup.
Spent 600 quid on it.
Any good?
Yeah, otherwise I would have said it was one of the biggest waste of monies that I had earlier in this video. But no, I do like it. I actually wake up in the morning and I go, oh, looking forward to my coffee.
Mm.
Which is nice, which is what I wanted. I didn't think it was good. I almost sent it back because it's quite loud. Revs up. Like,
it's loud.
And but yeah, I do. It's grown on me.
Oh, I'm excited for one now at your house.
What have I missed?
New coffee machine. 600 quid.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Half a training school?
Fucking hope not. I'm not going if that's the case.
600 quid. What's that like? The morning at one of them races? Like just do one practice?
That's one practice session at a vet's race.
Nah, I wouldn't go down.
In fact, not even that, because he's just told me how much he sells his sponsor spaces for.
No, it's... leave his Andorra all chat right, now.
You can rip me.
If you've got to this point, there's no Andorra chat, it's because he's made us take it out.
You're making my life hard.
That's fine. I haven't done my Greg's order. He's talked about his new coffee machine. I would get bacon and sausage with red sauce also, and porridge if it was in the morning. And then lunchtime, I would go one of two options. I'd get tomato soup pretty or much always, and then I'd either get the Ploughman's or the cheese and pickle sandwich or sausage and bean melt and prawn cocktail crisps.
Mm, that's a big order. I was thinking, there's 600 quid, because the 600 quid I spent on a coffee machine, I don't look like I want to see I'm a big spender or anything, but I have less coffees when I'm on the road. I now make a coffee when I go to a track. So normally I'd stop on the way, but now I take
one. You've got a good, I do that.
So I think I'll end up...
in the long run, saving money.
Saving money, yeah.
Oh, you've invested in yourself.
Yeah, have, yeah. And also another thing, thinking of 600 quid, fucking, that's all I got for a 1-1 at the weekend. Prize money's going down these days.
But the fastest forward.
That your races have got prize money, our fucking stupid things still haven't.
Still not got nothing?
A super enduro does, but...
From the organiser.
Well, so you do Erzberg all day, graft along.
Erzberg's zero.
And you get nothing.
You get a fucking rock. Erzberg, the size of that place, the fucking live TV.
Who has all the money for that then?
The 2,000 entries.
That's naughty.
Fucking rich man has money for that, clearly.
That is naughty.
Who's that owned by? The quarry?
No, it's Epic Geezer runs a race.
What?
I'm 2,000 sure it's pretty entries. Expensive to fucking stop the quarry working for 2 days. Because yeah, like
2,000 entries and five to eight people finish.
And zero prize money.
Mad,
most of our races, outdoor races, don't have prize money. Some of them used to. A lot of them have none now because they have to pay to be part of the championship.
I suppose when you put it like that, it is
prize money.
Bad.
But you get prize money bonuses from sponsors, though. Or not?
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. But
not from the
nothing
actual...
Nothing from any race. Well, some race organisers, I don't want to say any. But nothing from the championship. Like, there's no championship prize money.
They give you some points, though.
They give you what?
Some points.
Yeah. That accumulate to no...
And you don't get anything at the end of that?
No, not. I mean,
no prize money for the championship. Wow.
No, but MXGP, same.
It's not right.
Yeah, but your world level is different. British Championship Enduro, do you get a boat bonus if you win that?
Don't know.
Well, you don't know. If the British Championship, if they win at like Tong on a day, do you not get a bit of money?
I don't know. If I did, I wouldn't anymore. At some point, I did have a separate deal of Husky UK, but that's kind of just fizzled out, which is annoying.
They must give a little bit in the prize money in the UK. I mean, obviously, if you do a one-off event, you'd organise money beforehand to come and
no, I don't think so. Do there's it, so, like there's not much money goes around in enduro, like way less than I think people realise.
Yeah, but I just thought entry fees, and then they just give a little bit back. Because even at some motocross races, like a little SMX race or Eastern Centre race, you can go and be like 400 quid there for a couple of wins.
Yeah, I don't. I think it's just people. What people get to turn up. I don't think many of them.
Some clubs race in England. They like whatever entries they get for like the adult classes and stuff. They
split.
They give it back in prize money. It's quite good.
Right. If you go out to dinner, you get to choose three people or celebrities, dead or alive. Who are you picking and why?
Honestly, I wouldn't even be that fast to go out with a celebrity.
Well, three people, celebrities or not.
If it don't really do nothing for me, if I don't know them and I've got really nothing in common, it's sort of just bullshit.
How do you know you've not got nothing in common? What about going out with someone that you might want to learn from or listen to? Just not interested.
I suppose if you went out with someone from motocross, you could not talk about bikes.
I've heard Guy Martin answer this question, and he says, like, Hitler, someone else, some Bush, and Putin, I think, like that.
It's like, I wouldn't really want
to. Like, they'd have a good conversation, wouldn't they? Imagine what comes to that.
I see, I'd like.
Something like that.
Mine would be, matey from Gymshark.
Yeah, because you'd look at it.
Steve Jobs. And then I'd probably
yeah, this is such an intelligent response.
No, because then I would invite a comedian, probably Mickey Flanagan, at the end.
And just, I mean, yours is a very grown up answer.
Yeah, that's.
Well, I'd like to learn from him, and then it'd just be funny, mate, taking the piss.
Yeah, but I suppose if you pick like each area of things you like, it's not going to be that interesting a conversation. Like, can't imagine Ricky Gervais and Valentino Rossi getting it off much.
No,
I think I'd rather just go on my own and just. Just go out on my own.
Oh, you just don't invite anyone. Yeah, but if you invite,
scroll my seat and your dinner, and just fucking go back home.
If you invite three people, then you split the bill four ways.
Well, I wouldn't need to because it'd just be my bill. What I'd be paying for.
Yeah, but you could have steak, all and right, then like they could have pasta. You,
what?
Yeah, true. That's the case.
If there was your last, it's not really that linked, but what would be your final meal at a restaurant if you were?
Of death row.
Died tomorrow.
You want your death row meal?
You're about to die in your sleep tonight. What restaurant, what food would you go and eat tonight?
I quite like lots of different things.
Yeah.
Sometimes it seems quite silly and if you sit here and go like, oh, Nando's it. But then you just think, ah. Oh,
it's because that's divvy. What you fancy.
But sometimes it's just nice. I don't mind going to a Nando's. And then a Five Guys would be quite nice. It's hard to choose one of those.
It's very, I can't make decisions on shit like that. Yeah. Man. Pick favourites.
I'd have to tell me, like, if someone says, right, this is it. In an hour, what do you want now? And I'd tell him what I wanted now to eat.
Yeah, because I like pizza, but I also like other things. But right this second, I don't want a pizza.
Definitely not.
No, but I don't mind a pizza if someone has pizza. It.
No, if it was a sunny day out there and they said, what do you want to eat now? I'd be like, pizza, sit in the sun and eat that. That'd be nice down the road. But I don't know. It's hard to know. You fancy things at different times.
You do.
We're not giving very good answers to these questions.
Okay, what's an event outside of the sport that you have never been to that you would like to go to?
Honestly, I thought you said these were good questions.
I thought they were.
It seemed like it.
A sport?
Yeah, what's an event outside of your sport. So not motorbikes.
So it could be another sporting event.
Yeah. I guess any event. I'd quite like to go to one of those, what are they called?
Lectures where you learn about business. No.
The one in the street, Red Bull one, where you make your own go-kart thing.
Soapbox.
Yeah, imagine if all three of us made one.
Yeah, that would be good to end there.
The downhill soapbox, right?
Yeah, it'd be funny, wouldn't it?
That'd be a funny one.
That would be good. Yeah, I think that's pretty achievable, though.
All events are achievable. What's not achievable?
That's what I mean. It'd be funny.
I feel like that question.
What events?
I don't know.
Like
a fucking
that you could never go to,
rocket launch or something.
You could go. I wouldn't really want to see that.
Nothing but that.
You could probably watch it from a distance.
Yeah, but you'd want to be. I want to be in there. Pit lane.
That would be quite a fun day out. Especially bit. Mad for you going down the hill in a fucking box.
I'm going to build it. I'm going to send you down.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you'd be the bloke on the side, like, come on, boys. And then me and Billy would have to go down it.
I'd loosen the wheel and all if you were in it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll just go along with you in that one.
Well, you're the worst at this. You're
I just don't so see it. I just find boring. It quite hard to, like, imagine. I've not got very good imagination.
You just, like, sitting on your sofa at home, scrolling through Instagram.
No, I don't. I don't do that.
Chatting to whoever
I just like
messaging you that day.
I just like doing. I quite like what I do. I do things that I like.
Well, you like motorbikes.
I like going to a track with Alf nowadays. That's good fun.
What are you going to do when you stop motorbikes? And when are you stopping motorbikes?
He's all in on Alf.
I don't know. That is a problem I've got to deal with soon as well.
You want to get a few more training skills booked in?
Yeah. I don't know.
Because no point turning into a 50 race.
Answer. I can't even give you that answer that's coming up soon, and I need that's a real question that I need to answer.
There's no point turning up to a 50 race if you've spent less than 10 grand on your bike. That's just pointless.
No, you can. You can. You don't have to spend that sort of money. Alf's not ready for racing. He's just... I'm not sure what I want from him yet. Like, I'm not all in on the racing. I went to the Hicks Lodge where we went the other day. Bike. Yeah, well, I enjoyed that. I enjoyed Hicks Lodge. He wasn't going around the track. We rode around for like 50 minutes, not on his little bike, but on his KTM, the E2. And we went round, and then we got a couple of little sections where it was like a little bit muddy, and you go down this little drop and back up the other side. We rode around for like 50 minutes, and it was such a nice evening to do that. And then that made me think, like, enduro going round, you could follow him round, and you could stop and touch. Like, for an adult and son, that's quite nice.
Do enduro now, like a lot.
Yeah, like that. Like
events and practice days and stuff.
For me, say to go up around Tong with Alf, if he gets that little bit better, obviously, to get around there, and you do it and you find a route, a nice kid's route, you're following him round, you're stopping. That's a nice day out rather than just watching him go round and round and round at a track. And it's not quite as competitive.
Get booked off of the same jump.
Yeah, every lap. And then just watching him keep going.
It doesn't excite me at all.
So I'm a bit unsure. Because I don't feel the need for him to be good at it. Because I've been good at it and done all that whole thing. And the highs and the peaks and troughs.
More peaks or more troughs?
More troughs.
I would say.
Like more troughs. So to do all that again... But then at the same time, you'd sort of say if he could have the same experience I've had, you would say, yeah, at the end of it all. Difficult one.
We're back on the same old shit motorbike talk. That's off-topic conversation going. Can't even think of an event.
Well, what do you want me to talk about?
I'd like to go to... I was going to say the World Cup football final, but...
See, that don't interest me.
It does a bit to me. Do you know my problem? Don't interest me going to events unless you get special treatment.
That was another good question. It said on here, I can't remember where it is, I can't find it, but it was something like, who's abused their fame the most and got the most out of it?
Special treatment. Fucking lately, him.
Yeah, it's definitely
done,
you.
It's really bad to... I mean, no, there's differences. Like, I feel like...
If you go to a MotoGP race, you don't want to go unless you're on the podium handing out trophies.
No, that was unexpected.
Yeah, but I also do agree that if you... It is nicer if you do get to walk in the pitch, like, and you get to have a coffee.
When we were in America, I was trying to book tickets to go and watch a basketball game, which I was not expecting anything for. And that was fine. I would just go and queue up, get the tickets, sit down. Ticketmaster wouldn't work, so it literally wouldn't let us buy it. That was fine. But then, a motorcycle or like, I don't know. I just feel like, wouldn't fancy it if I had to just be normal, which is terrible to say. Once you've had the sniff of being a big dog.
Oh, big dog. I see where you're coming from. It's nice if you go to watch, like, Formula One last year and you go into Red Bull Hospitality, it's not even looking at the car, it's more about sitting down and having something
just
to eat.
The whole setup. To be fair, though, at Supercross... I watched a bit of practice from just down
Supercross,
in the stands.
You don't need to have any special treatment to enjoy the day.
Yeah, well, it's nice not to queue up and shit.
It's not that big queues. We've done Supercrosses and you just...
Mission, and you
just sit in the rider seat.
No matter where you go or whatever, it's nice to have a base somewhere you can go back to, get a coffee, sit down.
But also, the watching the practice from the lower down in the stands, I actually thought is better than what you see from the box. The suite I was in when I watched the main events. I was in the suite, mate.
I don't even recognise this man.
Was food and drinks and stuff. That part of it was nice, but I was enjoyed the bit I watched practice from because you could see everyone getting a kick if they went in a certain rut.
I agree. It's nice to be down.
All the corrections and shit you've seen, whereas the main event, obviously. You get a better view of the whole track, but I was like, maybe it's a bit too high, this, actually. So they could just make the suites a bit lower for Supercross.
Or section you off like an area where you can sit on your own.
I like the box vibe. The atmosphere I was in was nice, but if it was just a bit lower...
Which box was you in?
KTMs.
You've come a long way from a lad from Wallsend, haven't you? You want suites, boxes, upper echelon stuff now.
Yeah, I mean, and MotoGP is the same. If it's sick being on pit lane and watching that, but you don't lose track of completely of what's happening in the race. You need a TV near you to actually see.
Yeah, see, the going to a road race, to walk up the grid's just something. It's nice, but it doesn't do much for me that much either.
Something to do, you mean?
Just something to do, isn't it? It breaks the day up. Like, I think a supercross race, motocross race, makes no odds. You're just there to just watch the race, and it doesn't. I don't think you need special treatments at motocross and supercross. MotoGP, in a way, it's just nice to just have, like Ed said, just to go sit somewhere.
Mm.
But then if it's a nice sunny day and you're at Silverstone, I went last year or the year before, and we could go anywhere we wanted. And we just sat on the grass, got a thing from the wag the vending.
It's always nice just to do a bit of people watching, isn't it? Like, if you go
sunny,
to somewhere,
people sit anywhere, good. It makes a big difference. And yeah, if it's a bit of grass somewhere, that makes a big difference.
People watching at them events are so good.
Mm.
Just,
but in a MotoGP paddock, you sort of need to be within the paddock to do the people watching of what's going on, TVs and people running around on scooters, this, that, and the other. Whereas motocross, the paddock's mixed with most people, so you can sit and watch it. Like, when we went to the Nations, we was doing coffee stops at everywhere we could go, but you're mixing with, like, the crowd and the riders are all in one place.
Like, if you're just a normal person, you wouldn't be able to do that. Like,
no, but you
could. And you had to pay for a ticket and then pay to get in the paddock.
Yeah, that's what you have to do at MotoGP.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So,
but in motocross,
any event we go to, we get any of them.
There's Nations you can pretty much go where you want.
Yeah, that's what I mean. In motocross, you don't really have to go in the paddock, pay to go in the paddock. They open it up.
You do.
No.
No,
Designations you do, definitely. Because I did it when I went to Ernie and whatever year it was.
Before you were famous.
Mm.
What, paid to go in the paddock?
When I was a Charles rider.
did we get scanned in and out then at the Nations?
I think sometimes you do.
Because we parked at the right in the top with him.
Yeah, but even when you walked all the way around the track, you didn't get stopped coming back in. There was fans shouting fucking Red Bud right in front of you.
There's a separate ticket to get into that bit.
Really?
Mm.
Oh. Yeah.
But yeah, that's the thing.
They don't let you go many places for free at a big event these days.
Event non-special treatment events is a bit off-putting, and on the whole.
You snob.
And you're the same. Don't even try and pretend that you're not. And he definitely is.
I'm not.
I said to him, I'm going to come to Goodwood, and he said, what kind of tickets have we got?
Who said that?
Him.
Yeah, only because I know how far away walking it is.
He's like, what tickets have I got? I'm not coming if I have to park miles away.
That's parking is different to ticket.
I agree.
I've been to Goodwood.
Goodwood.
I agree.
Goodwood
I agree.
Is a big load of fucking mad. Don't you think Goodwood's a big load of fuck all?
Goodwood's mad. Just
the same thing there. Unless you're involved, I think it's like if you go with Mel and you go up and down the hill in his car, something to do.
Any event, if you're watching but you've got no one that you're supporting and you've got no real interest,
yeah,
it's not as fun. If you go there and you've got someone to support, even if it's not like, and you're watching that, it makes it so much better.
In Dean going from 13th to 12th at the weekend.
Because you're watching that one person.
That's what I mean. I'm agreeing with you. Like, I was like, Roxy's about to get 12th. And then Roxy got all in on it.
He actually made a really good pass on Cincerello.
Yeah, that's the one.
That roll double was good. I was really, he put it on his video on the thing. And I was like, that was nice.
It was on my video.
Yeah.
It was on.
Yeah, on the vlog.
No, my fault. Because I was like, he's going to do it. I seen it the lap before. I was like, because Cincerello was jumping the whoops.
He was going double and then off the last one,
into
doubling
the first
in.
One. And I said, next lap is going to have him there. And then it all played
roll
out.
Roll doubles, a strange line to do through there.
Yeah, in practice, everyone was roll doubling. Because when I looked at it, I thought, I'm sure you could double, if not triple this. But no one.
They did triple.
A handful of people did it in practice, but no one tripled it, and then Tomac did it on the first lap.
Is that massive, that triple?
No, I don't. Well, they changed it as well, because in practice, the left side of the takeoff was well steep. It was like a wall. It mellowed out. But when he first did it in first lap for the main event, I was like, yo, that was cool.
He was going really fast at the beginning. That, like,
and Roxon in the sand.
Fast.
Roxon in the sand. I don't know if you've seen that on TV. I don't know how he stayed on the bike.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, like on the edge of the track, on the outside, like
both of them were going really like scary fast. Like this is not sustainable.
No, but it wasn't, was it?
No. Did you like your first supercross?
Yeah, I did, to be fair. The
did you get enough special treatment to enjoy it?
Yeah, he's just told us in booths and boxes.
I was really wound up by the time we got in the arena because.
But you didn't get walked in.
Yeah, they didn't have someone outside greet us. passes ready. It was not. Wasn't a fan of that. No backpack. And then the worst part was the queue after the event to fucking collect my backpack from the locker.
We didn't have somewhere to put your backpack.
No, I waiting in the queue.
I thought you had contact.
Just walked out of the stadium, right?
I and thought there must have been in the KTM.
There must have been 200 people waiting in the for the lockers for bags. I was like, let's just do a lap of the paddock, watch everyone take the bikes apart and shit.
Was it like a day race? So when it finished, it was still daylight.
No, it was night. It was 9 o'clock when it finished, and then did one lap. Looked over, was still a lot of people. Were like, let's do another lap. Second lap of the paddock, then there was still a decent amount, but I was like, we can't do three laps. Everyone's going to think we're white weirdos now, just doing circles of this.
Looking for jerseys, empty.
Yeah, it was.
He had a Red Bull helmet. He was trying to do.
I got my bag after the race.
Was he trying to do a helmet swap with someone?
No. What? Yeah, because I took a helmet with us just to do that.
Stranger things have happened.
But the whole day was good. I felt the opening ceremonies was a bit underwhelming, but I don't know if it's because it was at daytime.
It's because it's daytime, yeah.
But there wasn't much happens.
What about night out with Dean? Did he do much or not? He just sort of both chilled.
Nashville was so busy. It was insane. Like 100 people lined up out of every bar. And then...
It was too busy.
Yeah. Then went to the monster party, which took like 40 minutes to get in because...
No contact.
Yeah, because he didn't have anyone to walk him in or no special treatment.
No, and no one was allowed in because it was at capacity apparently. And no one was leaving. And I think they were just being arseholes and making you wait. But then once I was in there, it was all right. I was a bit...
Did you have that hat on your head?
Yeah.
Probably why?
No, everyone was queued up. Dean couldn't get back in. Dean came down to give with the bands and then they wouldn't let him back in, even though Sarah was upstairs. It was a right mess. And I was a bit upset. Well, yeah, it was good, but there was no country music. It was in...
That's sort of what you wanted to say.
I was a bit like... but it was good.
Was it a big night or not really? No, just what time did you get in there if you was waiting ages?
Went till like 2.
Oh, so you stayed out.
But it was
you get carried back to the room for the last month. But you just you walked back.
Oh, good. Stayed on my own 2 feet. I was on a good level.
Anyone else? Any riders or people you sort of had a chat to in there or not really?
He's got a new best mate, hasn't he?
Chatted to a few people.
His best mate's Rajay Hampshire.
No, he wasn't there.
No, he wouldn't have
been. He devoted his love to you the other day. I know, but he devoted his love to him on the podcast.
I found it weird. I was like, well, there's no 250 riders here at all. Then I realised you've got to be 21 to go out there, don't you?
Well, there was a lot. Was there many 450 actual riders at the party?
Yeah, quite a few. More than I was expecting it to be.
Really? They got a weekend off this weekend or not?
No, but it's Nashville, isn't it?
Sort of the one day go, yeah.
I guess that was the one they all just attended.
Yeah, because normally there wouldn't be a monster party after every race.
Well, that monster, in like the main street of Nashville, they were doing like Harley Davidson wheelies and shit like that.
Okay.
And it was the bar the party was in was right next to it. So I figured the monster, they were doing a big thing for that. Is it alcoholic, that new drink? You probably should know, but you probably don't. I'm sure they've got
new alcoholic monster drink?
I think, I don't know. I might have made that up. Someone told us that's what it was.
I tell you what, I drink a lot more now than I used to. On the way back to the track, I just pop one and chug it before I get home. Because it's just going to be... It just you walk into just like...
What, a beer or a monster?
Monster.
I was just thinking then, what?
Oh, yeah.
I thought you meant you drink...
alcoholic drinks. Yeah. And then he says, I drink a lot more than I used to. Yeah, I don't drink... No, I'm not a big drinker, but I need the energy. So, well, I was moaning about being tired. Well, I wasn't moaning... Haven't been, but I think it's because I drink more Monster Energy now.
Really?
Generally go through them. Like, I didn't used to feel the need, but now I'm just like, rather than a coffee on the way home from the track, a cold Monster is just nicer. But I said, what, it's not a bit of you?
No, I don't like, I don't.
Yeah, I didn't, I'm not going to lie, I didn't always used to drink them. You just, whatever, I didn't feel the need, but now I can see why people just need them. Get back. Kids,
do you remember on the 250?
Lovely Monster Energy
in 2011 and 12 when you was on the 250, and at the end of every race you had to hold a can on the podium, and we used to crack the can of Monster, pour it out, fill it up with water, and then give it to him at the end of the race. And then when it was hot, He used to wash his face in it, and everyone used to think he was chucking Monster on his face.
No, but they do actual ones now.
Now they do cans of water, yeah, for that reason.
After a race, but no, I like them now.
I've been in state. I think I've tipped Red Bull over my face post-race before. Mm. Exhaustion and that.
Yeah, well, you have long races, don't you, mate?
I do. I make the mistake as well at an indoor on a podium, crack it, and then just thirsty, so I stand there drinking it. Then I'm like, I've just drank the Red Bull, and it's 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, that is the problem with
it. Do it all the time. Every
sometimes
round.
I do it now, and then I'm in bed at night, and I'm like,
I do it all. I mean, I struggle to sleep after races anyway, especially indoors that finish late, but I'm like, I'd be like, three quarters of the way down, oh, fuck.
Mm. No, I've done that.
And I'd be like, great, no sleep, getting up for a flight at 6. Might as well just edit my vlog.
And then I just edit my vlog. Worried about sleeping.
Two rounds of Super Enduro, I didn't sleep. I just edited my vlog because I couldn't sleep. My vlog was ready by 9 a.m. on Sunday.
Really?
Well, I couldn't do
it. Well, it would have been if I had race footage, but that's what I was usually waiting for.
In the end, I start. No. We used to fly back from GPs on Sunday nights. Billy Askew done it from his last European. I called him on Monday at like 10 o'clock. I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, just getting home. And I'm like, what do you mean? No, it was like, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. He's like, just got home. And I'm like, how have you got home? He's like, oh, we had a flight at 10 into Stansted from Italy. Got delayed 3 hours. Took off at 1. Landed at like 3 into Stansted. Drove 2 hours back home. He got home at like 5 a.m. And I'm like,
that's
wow.
2 days written off then.
Yeah, I just said, I remember that. And that's why when I started to get older, I was a bit wiser and just said, no, go back to the hotel. Have a nice bit of dinner.
Go sleep,
wake
Monday.
Up and get 11 o'clock flight.
Here's one for you then. Now you're older and wiser and you've done the race last week at Fox Hills and that was on a Saturday and the British is on Sunday. What do you reckon the British should be on a Saturday?
I was talking to a few people. For me, yeah, I liked it. But at the same time, it's almost irrelevant because then I'm not going out, getting up Monday to do a job. Someone like Jake Nicholls actually goes to work. Or like just using Jake. Obviously, other people are working, doing other jobs. But he works on Saturdays, goes in and does a bit and organises stuff for the week. Whereas, and the same with other people. A lot of the riders that we do, they're not all professional and make money from motocross. So a lot of them are working
on the Saturday.
And if they're not working Saturday, they're working Friday. And all the team owners, they're working Friday. So it's sort of, for me, yeah, it's nice. And this week's felt long because I was home Saturday night. Rode a bit Monday, slightly long week, which I've liked.
I didn't know whether a spectator would prefer the Saturday and then they still get to do something with their family on the Sunday.
I think a spectator is better for Saturday because then you're not worrying about getting home late if you've drove a couple of hours to watch and you got work the next day. You can then go, right, lovely, and then we can still do this with the family tomorrow. Mm. But I think for some riders and teams, it does make it more difficult, the Saturday.
It's Saturdays in America, isn't it?
Mm.
Indoor and outdoor.
Yeah. Don't know. I just think...
I think people would lose Friday at work then.
Yeah, it's a problem, isn't it?
If it's Sunday, you can turn up Monday and tired and you can have a shit performance at work. But if it's Saturday, you've kind of got to at least lose half a day.
Yeah, it's a bit... It's hard, especially the guys... A couple of teams didn't do the MX Nationals for that reason. Because they're like, well, he works Fridays and then he had to get from...
Yeah,
wherever,
I suppose the one at Scotland, if it's in Scotland on a Saturday, you got to leave Friday.
Yes, all day.
Friday morning, most people.
Yeah.
Even for us, it'll be the same. Like, Dirt Store boys, we're going to miss, they won't be at work.
Fuck me, even Thursday for them down there.
Mm. Yeah, so it's give and take, isn't it? I think I would say it suits the fans better.
Mm.
But I would say some, and for me, it's fine. It's really irrelevant.
You're on your high horse either way, aren't you?
Well, you just...
Yeah, but think
laughing
about it.
All the way.
If you raced on Saturday and you could fucking get a quick training school in on Sunday, you'd be...
Laughing all the way to the bank, you aren't you? No matter what happens.
I did think this, but I was going to then thought... In my head, I thought, right, I could race that Saturday and then do a training school at the track on the Sunday, but then obviously the amateurs race on Sunday, so that's not a possibility.
But you could find somewhere nearby.
Find a local track. There's one at Landrake, and I'm thinking close by a little track down there Sunday. I'm going to inquire. Training schools will be going across the country.
You're a businessman, you ain't you?
Yeah.
Wow.
And tommysale.co.uk training.
Well, on that note, I think we'll sign it off with all of our plugging we've done. We've done an hour and a half's worth of plugging.
Good.
Good. Next one probably being about 6 months time.
Here, you, I'm fucking
it's
freezing.
It's fucking cold in here. Like,
cold. It's lovely sunny day outside. Person, it's a bit gloomy.
My hands
here.
Are
I hate
cold,
being cold. If someone says, go ride your bike now, I'd be like, can't ride my bike now. Too cold.
I'm really, really cold.
Plug a bit more and then we put the heating on.
Well, hopefully
man,
you make
cool.
it up the
London
as
now.
I thought you had a heater in it.
What's, quickly, are you coming back for the first round of the hard enduro that's at Wales?
I'm unsure. More than likely, yes. Okay. I don't know. I'm going home for a week and doing nothing, and then I'll probably be in Austria for the foreseeable doing actual work because, you know, my life's nothing but work. What are you laughing at?
You've done nothing.
You silly man. You silly, silly man.
You ain't even been vlogging.
Huh?
You ain't even doing
vlogs. I've done one from this week. Actually, I need to do a clip now. I'm in a bit of a rush now because they've got a frame to put out and put in. I've got shit to do now, actually. I'm off to London. Then I'm flying home tomorrow.
Right, well.
Done a bit.
We'll call it a day. See you all later. Thanks very much for watching.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.